Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio, here to talk about Dev Intersection this fall. That's October 30th to November 2nd at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And I'm here with James McCaffrey. James, you've worked with us for many years now, on and off, because your roles have shifted around a bit in the organization.
That's kind of interesting, because my experience probably reflects a lot of what the viewers are going on. If you're a developer, your role has probably changed over the years.
Yeah, especially these past few, it's been interesting.
I'll cut to the chase. I'm more excited and more energized, as energized as I've ever been in my 20 years at Microsoft.
Because you've always been sort of on the data science side of things, too.
Let me stop you there.
Okay.
And talk definitions real quick.
Sure, yeah,
for you
tricky.
And the viewers. The biggest thing, I'm sure everybody out there, you've heard about artificial intelligence, machine learning, data science.
Yes.
As briefly as I can, there's no fixed definition of these things, but at least to me and many of my colleagues, and I may be insulting some of you out there, data science tends to refer to traditional statistical techniques.
Right.
In other words, doing kinds of analyses, means, modes, medians, and then using human intuition to figure out what does this data mean? The next step in the hierarchy is machine learning.
Mm-hmm.
And machine learning, the simplest definition, is just using data to make predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's the key thing. If we're trying to predict what's going to happen, using the machine as opposed to human intuition.
Because you have heard the term predictive analytics, but I've always thought of that as a subset of the larger machine learning concepts.
To tell you the truth, it depends on the context and what company you're working for, a business, but that isn't incorrect. Predictive analytics, I would agree with you.
Yeah, sort of. I think predictive analytics is something that businesses can grab onto. It's like, what is next Christmas's sales going to look like?
I think you're right. I think it's more of the problem domain, where business analytics has the implication of a direct connection to increased revenue or decreased costs or something like this, where machine learning is a little bit broader.
Because when you see, I still look at machine learning for stuff like vision systems and gaming systems.
Now then, okay, so from machine learning, the current hot term is artificial intelligence.
Right.
And artificial intelligence to me means using advanced, very advanced machine learning techniques to mimic human behavior. And that's vision, hearing, speech, things that we've seen erupt with Cortana. I got to tell you this. most of you who are watching this may remember speech recognition going all the way back to Windows XP.
Oh heck, longer than that even.
Exactly.
Dragon Naturally Speaking Board.
You hit the nail on the head. I was going to try to bring that one up
next.
And it got quite good in the 90s, but then stalled out.
Yes.
For year after year, it just never got better. And then seemingly out of nowhere, all of a sudden Cortana and Siri and Alexa appeared overnight.
Yeah, and they were incredibly good.
Exactly, a quantum improvement. Mm-hmm. Most of these improvements date from between 2012 and 2014 and were pioneered by Microsoft Research and along with some of our competitors who shall remain nameless, but we worked together with them. This is how I define artificial intelligence, and there's just been incredible advances in the last 2 years. So if you haven't heard about these, in 2 years you're behind the curve. And that's what we're going to be talking about at Dev Intersection.
Absolutely. We're building a new track. You're involved. We've got Steve Guggenheimer involved and a few other folks, and going to be exploring some of these ideas and what developers can actually work with today. Because, you know, artificial intelligence is also an old term. I think it's changed names several times.
You're so right. Artificial intelligence, I worked on it in the 1980s when I was a university professor. But then it fell out of favor because it overpromised and underdelivered.
Sure.
The three things that have made the difference, in my opinion, are increased amounts of data with big data, and we're going to have many talks on the big data story at Dev Intersection. Smarter algorithms that came out of Microsoft Research where I work, and increased processing horsepower via GPUs, which came from the hardware folks. You put those together in the pot and mix them up, and all of a sudden things that were not possible are coming true very quickly.
And I like the fact that you don't have to buy the GPUs. They're available in the cloud. Like, there are services for a lot of this now. So it seems to me it's way more accessible for folks to experiment with now that you have this compute on demand for the massive amount of compute that's the clever AI stuff needs, as well as that tremendous amount of data that's available online now.
You're right. It is barely possible or feasible to do this on your own with a machine sitting under your desk. Mm-hmm. But all of us now, Azure just has huge compute power and data storage. We're totally shifted over for doing all of our serious work in the cloud.
And I like the platform approach. I don't want to do the installations. I don't want to do the management. I just want it to be a service that I call to, give it access to things I need, start throwing questions at it, see what kind of results I get.
You're right. The turnaround time, it's just the management overhead. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want to have to be
Well, and good for experimentation. I think that's the important part about this is I don't know that we necessarily go into a lot of these projects knowing exactly the outcomes we want. We have a lot of data related to our company, and we want to explore it. How do you do that in an efficient way?
You're very perceptive. You must have been reading up about this.
But I've been planning a conference.
But machine learning and artificial intelligence is, I was just giving a talk the other day to developers, like people who are watching presumably, and the term trial and error would come up. Mm-hmm. And people might think, wait a minute, this is computer science, this is machine learning, all this research stuff, trial and error?
Right.
Yeah, there's still a large component there, and that's why we say it's still art and science.
Yeah, it's good exploration. And if you'd like to explore with us, come out to Dev Intersection. That's October 30th to November 2nd in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. You can go to devintersection.com to register. And if you sign up with our workshop package, we'll hook you up with a VR headset. That's devintersection.com. We hope to see you there.